or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com.
Breaking news out of the U.S. Supreme Court. Justices have just dealt a blow to administration policy as they invalidate a provision of federal law requiring the mandatory deportation of immigrants who've been convicted of certain crimes. The majority of justices in the 5-4 ruling claiming the law is unconstitutionally vague. The newest justice, Neil Gorsuch, appointed by President Trump, joined with the more liberal members for the first time since joining the court to become part of that majority. Fox News host Sean Hannity commenting on a revelation that he is one of the three clients of President Trump's personal lawyer, Michael Cohen. Hannity saying yesterday he doesn't understand why that news is such a big deal.
I've known Michael a long, long time. Michael never represented me in any matter. I never retained him in the traditional sense as retaining a lawyer.
We'll give you the news online as well at usaradio.com.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Firefighters still working to contain wildfires in western Oklahoma that started late last week, scorching hundreds of thousands of acres. Two people have been killed, over 30 homes destroyed. The U.S. State Department has now sent a message to the government in Ankara, Turkey, regarding an American pastor, Andrew Brunson, who's on trial there. John Clemens has details.
The statement reads, "We have seen no credible evidence that Mr. Brunson is guilty of a crime and are convinced that he is innocent." The pastor from North Carolina is facing a 35-year prison sentence in Turkey for spying and for being a terrorist. Pastor Brunson's case brought this response from Chairman Dr. Daniel Mark of the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom.
"We know that if the situation doesn't improve and this trial doesn't start heading in the right direction, it's quite likely that stronger action yet is going to come out of Washington."
I'm John Clemens.
Actor Harry Anderson has died. The 65-year-old found dead in his home in Asheville, North Carolina, yesterday morning. Best known for playing Judge Harry T. Stone in the 80s sitcom Night Court.
"Well, I'm going to find the defendant guilty of assault and battery, and Mr. Gunther, I am going to give you 2 days in the slammer, because you've got to learn that this is not funny, no matter what you think of the man's musical talent."
Authorities say that no cause of death has been released, but foul play is not suspected. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
It's time for the Staying Young Show, brought to you exclusively by Executive Medicine of America. Everything you need to know about staying young and staying healthy. Visit us online at StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100. Now, here's your host, health and wellness expert Judy Gammon, along with Drs. Walter Gammon and Mark Anderson.
All right, today's show is all about living clean and getting lean. We got our special in-studio guest, Larry North, and we're going to tackle it all, you guys. We're going to talk about hormones, nutrition, and fitness. You're ready to get your health turned around. You are tuned into the right show today. Now, Larry, we are coast to coast, and so I know you are really big in Texas and you're big in the surrounding states, but for those listeners who may not know Larry North, you have an incredible story and, you know, 30 years in radio as a fitness and health expert, but I love your personal story, and I want to bring that to the guests so those people who don't know you get to know you a little better. And those people who thought they knew you maybe learn to get to know you a little better as well.
My pleasure. I'd be happy to share my story with you. And, you know, one thing, though, on a national, actually international level, some people may think they don't know me, but they've seen me if they owned a television in the 90s, because my infomercial, The Great North American Slim Down, actually aired every minute of the day somewhere in this country, Australia, New Zealand, and Canada for nine straight years. In fact, I got so tired of even hearing my own voice. If I fell asleep in a hotel and I left the TV on, I'd wake up to my own voice telling me to eat clean and exercise. So.
Well, you know, what's amazing about that is this is long before Judy knew you. She bought your program.
Oh, that's great. I didn't know that. That's
yes,
awesome.
She did.
So you remember.
I do remember it. Yeah.
So I've been really fortunate. Let's go way back.
Yep.
So my mother, Beverly, was a founding member of Overeaters Anonymous in the 40s, the Los Angeles chapter. And so she really struggled with her weight tremendously. And so really, by the time I'm 7, 8, 9, 11, people could be a little cruel. Mm-hmm. And so we'd go out, and this is before the word obese was even used, but my mom certainly at that time would have been considered obese. She's 85 years young now and not and thin and looks beautiful, but for the first half of her life, she struggled, and it was painful. So we'd go somewhere, and someone would make an inappropriate, unkind comment, and at first my mom would do one of two things. She would deaf ear it, like she didn't hear it, or she would make a joke out of it, like if it was a funny comment when it was far from funny.
Right.
But we'd get home, and the floodgates of emotion would be pretty intense. Mm-hmm. So as a little boy who loves his mother, and she's smart, she's beautiful, she's loving, she's intelligent, she's kind, I struggled. I really did. It was a big struggle point because I knew it was the weight part that really got to her and really gave her very, very low self-esteem and set off a lot of triggers. So for me, it was initially just I didn't want to live that way. Mm-hmm. And even though genetically I was probably predisposed to, you know, I had to order husky pants. Like, who names pants husky?
Husky, right?
But,
I know.
But I was a husky jean kid, and I hated it.
Tough skins.
Tough skins. Yeah. How would you know? You've been thin your whole life. And so as I got older, I then ended up just – it was a timing thing. If I'm not the first trainer in North Texas – I'm in the conversation. Mm-hmm. I mean, you could just look at the press clippings I got in the early 80s. So I was doing this at a young age and did land on radio at a young age, opened my gym in my 20s. Like, I did so much in my 20s. And then after that came books. But radio was such a good platform for me. And I'll tell you why. Because I was able to handpick and select a team of experts, mm-hmm. such as, you know, Mark Anderson. You know, I had medical professionals, dietitians, nutritionists, scientific researchers at my disposal.
Yep.
So, and I was on back then, I was on 4 hours a week, so I could just pick their brains and get all this information. But not only did I get it, so did my listeners.
Yep.
And so that's pretty much how it's worked. But here's the good news is I didn't think in my late 50s that I would really still be doing this or have an opportunity to still be relevant. But if you can stay young and look young and feel young and be young, guess what? I'm still around. I'm still doing it. And I'm even doing it at a higher level than I did in my 30s and 40s.
Do you have people come up to you and say, gosh, Larry, you look good, or you look the same as you looked 20 years ago?
Well, you know, it's fun to get those kind of accolades. And my goal is just to look my best mm-hmm. for my age. I don't consider like I want to look X amount years younger. But you know what? Of late, it's interesting that you say that, Judy, because I'm running into people that I haven't seen in maybe 5 years, 10 years, a few, even 20. And at first, I'm a little shocked because some of them look great and you know that they're taking hormones, they're exercising, they're eating. You just know.
You can look at them and tell.
I don't have to say, what's your program?
You know.
Because I know their program. And then there's others that I'm like, wow, I just know they smoke. I know they drink too much. I know they don't care about their diet. I know
that
they have high stress. Mm-hmm. They have brown spots and bags underneath their eyes. And so thank you for saying that. And lately I seem to get that more than ever.
Yeah, I believe that. You know, I gotta ask you, how many gyms do you have now? Because I see Larry North seems a lot of places.
You know, I just sold one, and I have three. They're spectacular. Mm-hmm. I love my culture. I have one not far from your executive medicine offices in the Westlake area. You're in the Southlake area, so mm-hmm. that whole corridor.
Right.
And I'm now April 1st was my 29th year in business.
Wow.
So I think I've got another good 11, you know, to 20 years left in me, at least in the gym business. And I've diversified. I do quite a bit now, but I don't ever let go of my fitness roots.
So are you still selling your book?
No. I mean, it sells. It's still,
But you don't promote it as much,
I don't promote anything. Only thing I promote is the message, is the word, or as Dr. Gammon said, what was used to, in the old days, they would call up, they'd say, I'm either on your program or I want to hear about your program. So
right.
I'm still promoting the program.
Right.
And here's what's crazy. It's changed a little bit. But not a lot,
mm-hmm.
because food science hasn't really changed. Now, in the world of medicine and medical science and advancements, that's changed. But the food nutrition is pretty much, you know, the same core message.
Right.
And so is the exercise message is the same core message. So, but there are a few subtle tweaks, but not a lot. It's the same program works.
Well, the tweak would be in the old days, it was chocolate milk on the way into the gym and a banana on the way out. Now
it's a
$5 energy drink on the way
Right. And a protein-based nutrition bar.
Yeah, on the way out. So it's kind of more expensive. But
yeah.
Well, you know, it is funny that just things that we used to take for granted, you know, like you said, just a banana or chocolate milk, we seem to have now gotten into, you got to have a brand name. We all know what I'm talking about. If you're going to get coffee, you got to get it from this particular place, you know. You're going to drink an energy drink. This is probably the better one. And so there's so much branding we were bombarded with, and that probably is why we've changed a lot of what we do.
Well, it's funny. Yeah, I went into a convenience store recently. I got two items. A protein drink and a protein bar, and it was like $9 and change. You know, that's the price of a
how much
of a
protein did you take down in that 5 minutes?
They were for two snacks.
Okay, good.
I always am prepared. I'm what I call a food carrier. I carry food wherever I go.
That's good. That's a good thing to have. Okay, that music means it means it's time for Doc Shock. That's when we find something shocking in the news, or we're shocked it made the news. This one is for you, Dr. Gammon.
Thank you so much.
New findings show that Canadians are getting fatter, and guess who's to blame? The United States of America.
The Americans.
So in 1989, they put in the Canadian-U.S. Free Trade Agreement. And this has really been what's linked these Canadians to taking in more calories a day. So Canadians saw a 5.26 billion rise in food and beverage imports from the United States. So basically, we're sending our poison over to them, right?
Right.
And this led to an increase in approximately 170 kilocalories per person per day. Now, you may say, okay, well, what does that mean in weight? Well, that means that the average 40-year-old, for women, they were gaining anywhere from 2 to 12 kilograms in. For men, they were gaining 1.8 to 9.3 kilograms. This, you know, it's in kilograms, so you know that the Canadians put this report out.
Absolutely.
Sounds a lot better.
Sounds a lot better.
Well, you see, America doesn't have to send the military to take over Canada. Just make Canadians so fat they can't fight.
They can't
then you just walk in and take over.
And you're distributing it through the Hortons chain, right?
Yeah.
Well, you know, this is really funny because we had a guest on in the past. Larry, you may have heard this show, and it was someone from Japan talking about how the culture in Japan, once they got like McDonald's and they got all these things going over there in the Asian countries, that these people were gaining lots of weight and they were starting to have cholesterol issues, all these issues they didn't have before.
Yeah.
So, all right, when we come back, we're going to get with Larry and talk hormones. So if you're wondering what hormone imbalance looks like and how to fix it, boy, stay tuned because that's what we're going to cover.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Hi, this is Judy Gammon with Executive Medicine of Texas. And if this sounds like you, you need to check out the world's leading non-invasive fat removal treatment. Cool Sculpting is an FDA-cleared medical procedure that freezes away unwanted fat for good without surgery or downtime. Call 1-800-910-3932 today for a free consultation. With Cool Sculpting, it's never been easier to transform your body. Call 800-910-3932 to schedule your free consultation. This is a limited time offer and it won't last long. Call 1-800-910-3932.
Results and patient experience may vary. While Cool Sculpting is safe, some rare side effects may occur. As with any medical procedure, only your Cool Sculpting provider can help you decide if Cool Sculpting is right for you. Our Cool Sculpting specialist can help you learn more about Cool Sculpting and what to expect.
Ladies, good news. If you have heavy bleeding or pelvic pain from fibroids, you don't have to have a hysterectomy or surgical treatment. Your fibroids can be treated without surgery, without scars, and with only a week off from work. And it's covered by most insurance. Call 214-382-9229. That's 214-382-9229 or go to fibroidfree.com. Get relief from fibroids without surgery. Call 214-382-9229.
When it comes to your breasts, trust Solis Mammography. Exceptional experience and exceptionally accurate results. Solis Mammography offers state-of-the-art 3D mammography, so their highly skilled radiologists can really see what's going on. When it comes to your mammo, go where I go. Solis Mammography. So call now and find a facility near you. 866-717-2551. Or go online at solismammo.com.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Welcome back to the Staying Young Show. Be sure to visit StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Today's show is all about getting clean and lean. And we got Larry North in the studio with us. And so happy to have you here, Larry. You know, I really want to talk about a lot of things, hormones, nutrition, and fitness. So we're going to cover that here in a minute and just really deep dive for all of our listeners.
Scientists have been searching for the secret to immortality probably since they first grasped the concept of death. It's time for the Immortal Minute.
This Immortal Minute was selected specifically for our in-studio guest, Larry North. Strength training helps older adults live longer. See, Larry, that's a good thing for you.
Hey, you knew that.
So this is a study actually done at Penn State College of Medicine where they showed and they were able to track patients for about 15 years. And in the older patients, those over the age of 65, they showed that those who had a regular strength training program defined as twice a week activity levels for about 40 to 50 minutes showed a 46% reduction in overall mortality rates, meaning they died less often, and a 41% reduction rate in cardiovascular events. So –
okay, so
all
do you
it's
think
doing, and to your credit, we talk about how long Larry's longevity in with that message. This study said only within the last 10 years had we been recommending resistance training for older people. I mean, Walter and I remember, we say, oh, you're kind of brittle.
Don't get hurt.
You might hurt yourself.
But
don't do that.
It's just the opposite because you don't want them to fall.
Just
they need to be strong.
Well, I just turned – I'm a grandpa now.
What?
And I tell them, I ain't your daddy's grandpa.
That's right.
I ain't your daddy's grandpa. I'm lifting weights. My little grandson's going to see me in better shape than his dad.
When you throw him in the air, he hits the moon. Isn't that the truth? All right, let's talk a little bit about hormones because I know, Larry, we talk about BioT a lot on the show, and that's the bioidentical hormone pellet therapy that a lot of people come to Executive Medicine of Texas for. And Larry, you've been doing this, and I know you don't mind me talking about it. And you share your story a lot of times, even at the trainings. And you're one of the people that goes in when new physicians are being trained. You're one of the trainers. And Dr. Anderson's one of the trainers as well. But let's talk a little bit about hormones in general.
Let me jump in. There's nothing like a great story that happens to be the truth.
Yeah.
So just so you know, you may not know this. Dr. Anderson does because he's my doctor. But when I was about 29, as I shared earlier in the first segment, my career's taken off. I'm on television. I've got books. I've got gyms. I've got restaurants. I'm speaking. And all of a sudden, I'm not getting the results that I should get at age 29. It doesn't make sense. So my nutritionist said, you ought to go see an endocrinologist because I'm doing all your – I know you work out. I know you eat correctly. And turns out I get the blood work done. And most 29-year-olds won't even think to have their testosterone checked. I did.
Yep.
So I go back the next day for the results. She says, she didn't want to even tell me over the phone. I'm like, can't tell me over the phone? She goes, no, you need to come in person. I need to talk to you.
Never good when the doctor says come in person.
And so she goes, well, Larry, your testosterone score is 100. I go, that's an A, right? That's a perfect score. She goes, actually, it's the lowest I've ever tested someone your age.
Wow.
And so I go, well, okay. So then that began my journey into having to take testosterone ever since then. Now, because it was so low, one shot a week really wasn't doing it. I had to graduate to two shots. Now, understand I'm having to do those shots myself, and I'm right-handed.
And they hurt.
Yeah. So do the multiple over 20 years, twice a week, how many shots I had to give myself in the right side of my butt. And I finally tried to start doing them in the left. But here's the thing. As Dr. Gammon and Dr. Ann said, you can't manage what you don't keep track of. You've got to do your blood work regularly.
Right.
So one day I thought, I'm not going to even take a shot. I'm just not going to take one. I'm going to see what my natural testosterone is. Maybe it's gone up. Dr. Anderson calls me, goes, hey, listen, man, I had to run this thing twice. I go, why? He goes, because it's zero.
Oh.
So understand, you gave me a beautiful and a very nice compliment. You said I look younger and I look fit and I know I am fit. Well, think about this. I have no baseline testosterone in my body. None. Zero. Right?
Right.
So none. But you can change that. You can actually – science and the ability to go with in the pellets helped me so much. Here's what's interesting. In the last 2 years, every blood test I've had, my testosterone's been over 1,000. I haven't had one under 1,000. So I stay steady. I never look in my review mirror.
Yep.
And it's a – the best way to say it, and correct me if I'm wrong, it's a game changer. I was at a golf club not too far from your offices, And I'm overhearing these guys talking about executive medicine. So, of course, I lean in a little closer. They're going, everyone here in this locker room is doing these Bio-T pellets, and it's changed our lives. Because it doesn't just – and I think initially, you know, if you're a younger person, you might be thinking loss of belly fat, increase in lean muscle. Well, yeah, that's sort of an automatic. But as you get into your 40s and 50s, how about energy? How about – not being like a foggy thinker? How about being more alert? How about just having overall energy in general to have the desire to go to the gym? So a lot of people that blame themselves. They're like, I have no energy. I have no motivation. I'm lazy. All these self-deprecating.
I'm just getting old.
Comments. It's like, well, maybe you're not as lazy as you think. Maybe you're not as unmotivated as you think. Maybe you just don't have any hormones in your body, and if you had them, you might wake up early and go, I want to go to the gym.
Yeah, it's so true. I see people come in to see the doctors, and you guys can jump in with your own stories here as well. And they, I'm not kidding, Larry, we actually had a guy bring tickets, courtside tickets, to Walter because he put his wife on hormones. He's like,
oh, yeah.
Oh, well, my gosh, my life is so much better.
Oh, yeah.
You've got her straightened out.
But guess what? He needs to get his rear end in here, too, because you want to stay, as a couple, you want to both stay hormonally optimal. You don't want a guy to be hormonally optimal and the wife's already thrown in the flag and says, you know, my best years are behind me, or vice versa.
You don't want her checking out the Gabbana boy.
But let me tell anyone listening, is there's also what I call the calming effect. And the wives need to pay close attention to this, because men, that we always think, if you have 1,000 testosterone, you're going to be just angry, you know, want to fight everyone
it's
that
not
you
true.
Run into. It's the opposite.
Right.
It's actually those that have low testosterone are the ones that are angry. They don't have excitement in their life. They don't have energy. They don't have a strong libido. So they're the cranky ones. When you get to the point of having the right hormones in your system at the right level, man, my wife will tell you. She goes, wow, you are like a different person. You're the kind, loving guy that courted me.
Related back to your experiment when you were zero, she also threatened to kick you out of the house because she said she was tired of living with another woman.
Yeah, I cried a lot.
Right. Well, speaking of crying, I've also had cases of men whose testosterone was good, but their estrogen was through the roof.
Yeah,
so when we talk about hormonal balance, that's very important. So you're right. If you're going to chick flicks and crying profusely, you might want to get your hormones checked.
Yeah. Absolutely. I got to tell our listeners, first of all, we want to give a shout out to the military. We love you guys and gals, and we appreciate the service you give to our country and your families. We know that when a soldier serves, the whole family serves. So we thank you. We also know that you're following us on our podcast downloads. You can look them up on Staying Young Show 2.0, and that's how we can bring the show around the world and around the globe and bring you a little piece of home, regardless of where you are. So thank you again to our military. And follow us on Twitter at Stay Young Media. And coming up, we're going to visit about nutrition. Maybe some things you never thought of, but you need to know.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Many men and women are suffering from symptoms that are putting their quality of life in jeopardy, such as feeling run down and tired, moody, difficulty sleeping, weight gain, and reduced desire for intimacy. These problems are even putting many relationships in danger.
You'll be happy to learn there's an exciting natural solution available, Bio-T. Your body reduces important hormone production each year as we age. Hormones regulate things such as muscle strength and energy, mood, libido, weight gain, and mental clarity.
Bio-T uses a natural way for men and women to correct these problems by safely and accurately balancing hormone levels using tiny cardio-activated hormone pellets placed under the skin.
It's amazing that something this small can make such a big difference in how you look and feel.
The path to looking and feeling better can start now. Go to BioTBalanced.com to find a certified Bio-T provider near you. Bio-T Natural Solution for a healthier, happier you. It's the right choice.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Former FBI Director James Comey giving interviews at a fever's pace as his new book, A Higher Authority, hits the shelves today.
I mean, it's certainly some evidence of obstruction of justice.
And today in an interview with NPR, Comey said he doesn't follow President Trump on Twitter, but saw a recent series of tweets attacking him, saying that he was a liar and should be imprisoned. Meanwhile, a spokesman for the White House says
he absolutely lied. He said multiple times that they didn't count out of political pressure. He did. He also mentioned that he never leaked information. Then he said he did.
Deputy Press Secretary Hogan Gidley there speaking to Fox News. President Trump writes a Tax Day op-ed in USA Today, in which he touts the tax cuts and says next year Americans will start filling out what he calls easier-to-understand tax forms. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Looking for the Fountain of Youth? You're in the right place. Welcome back to the Staying Young Show. Here's Judy.
Okay, we have the Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day coming up at the end of this and every single show. Your chance to win a free copy of the book, Age to Perfection, How to Thrive to 100, Happy, Healthy, and Wise. So write this number down. It's toll-free, 844-WELL-100. And if you get it right, we'll send you out a free copy of that book. And, you know, just for people who are just now tuning in and maybe you missed the beginning of the show, we're visiting with Larry North, and he's in the studio with us. We're talking about getting lean and eating clean and all of these really good things. And if you haven't heard the show in its entirety and you want to, you can look us up as the podcast version, Staying Young Show 2.0. And by the way, our podcast has over 2.5 million downloads. So if you haven't downloaded, you need to do that. But Larry, let's kind of go into the eating clean, because I know this is a really big part of the program that you have been preaching to people for decades, and it's changed lives. And we are always talking and off air as well about people that have come up to you and said, hey, not only did I get it off, I've kept it off. Share some of those stories.
The testimonials are just really amazing. I mean, I can go on and on and on. I mean, do you know in England they couldn't run my show?
Why?
Because if you lost more than 50 pounds, it was considered a medical condition and you couldn't use them as a testimonial. Well, that just killed the whole show because, well, my testimonials, 100, 150 pounds, 220 pounds.
Maybe in England they don't need to lose much weight.
Oh, they do. Trust me, they do. That's why it is a medical condition. But here's the thing is it's nice to know that I can go random places from the airport or just in the grocery store and someone coming up to me go, you know, I just want you to know, I read your book or I listened to your show and I've lost X amount of pounds. And the best part is I've kept it off for a long, long time. And I've always kept things simple. You know, you eat off a round plate.
Yep.
So break it up into, say, a third.
Yeah, like pie chart it,
right? Yeah, it's like a pie chart. And so in the pie chart, I'm always going to have a lean protein. I'm always going to have a fibrous vegetable. Now, what's changed for me, because I think it's an age thing and an activity thing, the starchy carbs are important. Having sweet potato, brown rice, oatmeal, things like that's good. But as I've gotten older, I've actually made a little bit of a switch to a little bit more of a healthy fat. Tends to fill up that third compartment more than
the starchy
carbs.
So like avocado or what?
Yeah, avocado,
yeah.
Macadamia nut, olive oil.
Mm-hmm.
I think we went through these pendulum shifts. So in the 80s, you know, people were fat phobic. You know, God, if they're reading labels, don't eat fat. You know, baked chips are fine. Pretzels are fine. No fat. Well,
don't eat carbs.
Yeah. And then the pendulum really swung in about 2001 when Dr. Atkins' book came out. But it was a bestseller in the 1970s. A lot of people through two, three generations didn't know that. Now there's better balance. Now we sort of have a little bit better understanding about the insulin response and about, you know, what might work for you may not be best for me. And if you have a teenage son playing football, well, they're going to need a little bit more calories, a little bit more carbs, and protein as well, too. So I just keep it simple. When I eat out, I just will order the same foods everyone else does. I just say grease-free. You know, I don't even go through a whole orientation of how to prepare it. I just say grease-free. And most of the time, it will come out correctly. And prepare. And I'm a food carrier, so if I'm going to go, let's say, on a trip next week and I'm going to go to L.A., I'm bringing food with me to the airport so that I know that I'll have a healthy meal or two. When I arrive, I just Google Whole Foods. I go to a supermarket. I pick up some snacks that I have in my hotel room. I usually tell the hotel that I need a small refrigerator for medication. They've got to put it in there. And then I've got food, so I never go hungry. That's the thing.
But, you know, I like that because food is your medicine.
Food is my medicine. And the thing is, under-eating typically will cause me to overeat. And it doesn't matter how diligent you are. If you go – you know, here, I'll use a perfect example. This morning, I ate a muscle-building, fat-burning, really good-tasting meal. I loved it at 7 o'clock. At 10, I need to eat something, but I'm going to be okay. If I wait till noon, I really need to eat, but I'm not going to die.
Right.
By 3 o'clock, if we were all working together, you just like put food in front of me just so I wouldn't be so irritable.
Did you get hangry?
I get hangry, very hangry. And if I wait till 6 at night to eat again, I could suck a cheesecake through a cocktail straw. That's how hungry I am. And still be looking for
something. Thanks for the visual.
And still be looking for something good to eat afterwards.
Yep.
And so eat, get your meals in, meal frequency, protein, carbs, veggies, healthy fats. You know, if you're going to make a bad food choice, make it worth the calories. And then still making better bad choices. You know, if I'm stuck, I will go to that convenience store and I will eat a protein bar or protein drink. And just the key is just to make the best choices you can. You don't have to eat perfect. It's not about perfection.
Right.
It's about making progress on a daily basis.
Well, I think that's why a lot of these programs don't work. The psychology of them, and I'm going to ask the doctors because you probably have seen patients come in that may have been on this point system or they overcomplicate it. So they do it for a while and then they fall off the bandwagon and then they're almost like rebellious because they've had to follow such a strict, stringent rule-based program. Do you see this?
Yeah, absolutely. And when I counsel patients on nutrition, I try to make it as simple as possible because I tried all the recommended diets and the explanations, and it's just far too complicated.
Yeah, you got to keep it simple.
Yeah.
If it just goes too far out. But also, too, like the diets that you're making reference to, we know they've got a 1% to 2% success rate.
Yeah.
You know, if anything that you can't sustain isn't even worth trying to begin with.
Or if you got to buy their food, I mean, then give me a break.
Yeah,
you can't buy their food forever.
The food is garbage.
Yeah.
I mean, it's processed. And here's
full of, oh my gosh, have you ever looked at the ingredients list?
It's just not good food. And the thing is, the more wholesome foods you eat, the more full you'll get. But think about this. Anyone listening right now, this is a great little take-home value. You tend to crave the foods you're eating the most at this moment. If you're eating fast food, you're eating junk, a lot of sugar, you're going to crave it. If you're eating, like if you're eating a muscle-building, fat-burning meal, let's say, what does that meal look like? Maybe last night it was grilled sea bass with grilled asparagus and a mozzarella, tomato, and arugula salad with a little bit of macadamia nut oil and some spices.
I'm getting hungry.
I'm craving that. I wake up craving healthy foods. So just think, give yourself about 2 or 3 or 4 days of making better for you food choices. You'll start to crave them. And the more sugar processed foods you get out of your body, that's where, as an older person, you start to feel better. It's not just even about looking. You don't feel as achy. You don't feel as
because the inflammation
in pain.
Goes down.
Correct.
Once you get all that sugar out of your body, your inflammation turns down. And that's so important. And then I know Dr. Anderson, he's on this all the time about the gut biome. You got to protect your gut biome.
Right. And that's all the package process stuff. I get patients all the time that will say, you know, can you write this stuff down for me? And I was like, you're not going to carry that into a restaurant. You're not going to carry it into the store. You've got to be able to have something in the front of your head that you can go back to. And I tell them clean, lean, and green.
Which I love that statement.
Yeah.
I was telling Judy that I love having you on my show because you use these great metaphors that just make sense.
The patients remember it.
They remember it. It makes sense. But also, too, what I also love about you is that you stay at the front. You're always at the front. If something great comes along the scientific pipeline, you can assure that
they're going to know
in front of it, whether it's gut probiotics, whether it's, you know, we talked
the heart,
about some more
all of it.
There's so many like I didn't even know that I could get the podcast because I would try to listen at when you're on in the Dallas station. And so I'm just telling you, there's just little nuggets of great information that all start, you put them all together and it really makes a huge difference.
Yeah. I just, before we get out of the nutrition segment, I just have to point one thing out. And that is, this has long been known that our soil is not producing the kind of nutrition we need in food. So a lot of times we'll see micronutrient deficiencies in people. And I think it's a very, very valuable test. Even people that eat lean, eat really well, could have a deficiency in one thing or another. And instead of going on antidepressants or any of these other drugs, it's always important to first get back to the basics. We recently had a patient and they had three different deficiencies. We put them on our pharmaceutical grade supplements and they said, I feel so much better. And it was simple. I mean, you know, they didn't need a bunch of drugs. They just needed to correct something really simple. And okay. And when we come back, don't forget we have the Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day at the end of this and every single show. So grab your pen. The phone number 844-WELL-100. 844-WELL-100. And if you want to hear the show in its entirety because you're just tuning in, then you can find the podcast Staying Young Show 2.0. We thank all our affiliates coast to coast. If you like having us on the show, let them know that you like listening to us in your area. And we'll be right back.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Do you have circulation problems causing leg pain? Are your legs aching and painful enough to restrict your normal daily activities? Sometimes it's from varicose veins. Sometimes it's from clogged arteries, especially if you're a smoker or have diabetes. Either way, the doctors at Precision Vascular and Interventional can do a full evaluation and treat the problem. They specialize in minimally invasive treatments for complex vascular and vein disease. With Precision Vascular and Interventional, there's no surgery, no scars, less pain, and shorter recovery time. Treatment is safely performed in an office or outpatient setting. It's even covered by most insurance. Don't suffer another day with leg pain. Get your life back. Call Precision Vascular and Interventional today for an appointment. Call 214-382-3200. That's 214-382-3200. Visit online at precisionvir.com.
Many men and women are feeling tired, moody, having difficulty sleeping, gaining weight, and have no desire for intimacy or exercise.
You'll be happy to learn there's an exciting natural solution available, BioT. These symptoms can be caused by reduced levels of hormones that occur as we age.
BioT offers a natural solution for men and women to safely and accurately balance hormone levels using tiny cardio-activated pellets. Go to BioTBalanced.com to find a certified BioT provider near you.
Are you ready to correct your obstructive sleep apnea without the use of that noisy and unromantic CPAP machine? Now you can. Hello, I'm Dr. Charles Powell, and I have been helping patients just like you correct their obstructive sleep apnea with an in-office, minimally invasive procedure. This procedure corrects the problem and offers a long-term solution. If you're ready to say goodbye to your sleep apnea and hello to a good night's rest, call 214-524-6333. Again, 214-524-6333.
¿Sabía que de cada 5 personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental? NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Turning back the hands of time is easier than you think. Thanks to the Staying Young Radio Show. Be sure to visit StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Okay, we've been talking with Larry North on being clean and getting lean and all of that. And if you missed the beginning of the show, then you definitely want to tune into the podcast version of Staying Young Show 2.0. And if you don't find the podcast version on the website of the station you listen to, call them up and let them know that that they haven't put it up yet. We're working with all the stations to make sure that you can get that after it airs. But remember, you heard it right here on this station first.
It's time for Medical Mania Trivia. Who do we have today, Judy?
Okay, we have Robert Carruthers, and he's out of Rapid City, South Dakota. Now, talk about Dementia Defender, which is at the end of every single show. This guy knows his stuff because he's always calling in and pretty much spot on gets the answer to Dementia Defender right a lot of the time. So, Robert, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right, Robert, we're going to test your knowledge with Medical Mania Trivia. We don't expect you to get them all right, but you are going to play for prizes. So if you get a few of them right, we'll send you out some Age Support Multivitamin out of our Stay Young Vitamin line. And if you're really good, we'll send you out some Lifeline Stem Cell Cream. I'm guessing you're about 25?
More like 77.
Well, I tell you what, that's good because you'll have a lot of life behind you to get some of these questions right. The doctor's going to give you a question one after another, and you do the best you can, okay?
Okay.
All right, Robert, first question. How many tons of food do Westerners consume in an average lifetime?
10.
Low, about 50 tons.
50
That's
tons.
That's amazing.
Wow. That's a lot of food.
And apparently, if you're a Canadian, you now consume 55.
Okay, here's your next one, Robert. What takes longer to digest, fat or carbohydrates? Fats or carbs? Which one takes longer to digest?
Fat.
You
That's
are correct.
Right. Yep.
Fats take 6 hours, carbs take 2 hours. That's why you're always hungry after you eat a bunch of rice at a Chinese restaurant.
True or false, your skin is an organ?
True.
Very good. Hey.
Very good.
All right, so wait, I just got to tell you, right now, Robert, you have some Age Support multivitamins. You keep this up, and we're going to send you out some Lifeline Stem Cell Cream, too.
All right, next one, Robert. You're doing great. They say that blood is thicker than water. This is true, but how much thicker? 2 times, 6 times, or 10 times? How much thicker is blood? He's thinking about his relatives right now. It's like, I like this one. I don't like that one. Do I like them twice as much? I'm not sure. 2 times, 6 times, 10 times? No, 6 times thicker. No. The viscosity of blood, 6 times that of water.
Okay.
Okay, Robert, here's your last question. Do we humans have more red blood cells or white blood cells? Red blood cells or white blood cells? Which one do humans have more of?
Red.
Yes.
You are correct. 40% of our blood volume is from red blood cells. Very good.
All right, we're going to send you out both the Age Support and we're going to send you out some Lifeline. Okay, I got to ask you, is it easier to get the answers right when you're just listening at home than when you're put on the spot on the show?
See, I don't get the show until Saturday night.
Yeah.
You know, so I have to get on the phone.
Well, we appreciate you coming on, and we appreciate listening in Rapid City, South Dakota. And is it cold there?
Yes, it is.
Is it always cold there?
we just had 3 inches of snow yesterday.
That's just wrong.
Oh, my goodness.
That's just wrong. No spring snow, right?
Yep.
Well, Robert, we appreciate you coming on and playing with us, and we'll get that out to you. And you just keep playing along on those Dementia Defenders. You're a pretty smart cookie.
Thank you.
All righty. Take care.
Well, speaking of snow, I've got a little extra medical trivia. The reason there's so many heart attacks when people shovel snow is not just that it's exertional, but the cold weather actually shrinks the coronary arteries. So now...
Does it cause like a spasm?
It just shrinks them. So, you know, if you have a 40% blockage without the cold, with the cold, it could be a 60% blockage, and then you add the exertion, and then that could lead to a heart attack.
That's why everyone's moving to Texas, right?
That's absolutely correct.
Hey, I got to remind you, just coming up, and this is, we've had a lot of calls from people listening, and one thing they've requested, which we're going to start doing today on this show, is when we get to the Dementia Defender, we're going to give you last week's answer before we give you the new one. We've had multiple requests for it. We finally heard you, we're listening to you, and we're going to do that. But, you know, Larry, I was just curious, do you have any on this eating clean and living lean and or, yeah, all of that? Do you have any...
The program?
Yeah, any, like, quick little tips that you want to leave the listeners with?
You know, it's real simple. I mean, if you listen to the show, you know, stay hormonally optimal.
Right.
Make better for you food choices, mm-hmm. and you can grab like today, maybe just today, just add one healthy meal into your current program.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, don't start subtracting, just add a good meal. One tomorrow, move your body.
Yep.
Go walk around.
Take the steps.
Just walk. Go take mm-hmm. the dog for a walk. Play with the kids. Move. Breathe. Maybe day three, do a couple of muscle building exercises. Don't have a gym, no problem. You can do. You can download tons of simple floor exercises you could do without special exercise equipment or special clothing. You do them right in the privacy of your own home. By day four, drink more water. Maybe add two healthy meals to your current program and continue to move your body. So I take a very – just a subtle approach to making better choices daily in my life. And you can get as advanced as you want. You know, another – you know, maybe it's not convenient for everyone to come to executive medicine, but surround yourself – with a team of experts. For mm-hmm. me, I always like to have a better authority on nutrition. I have a place where I get my blood work. I always want to have a good doctor that understands my body, maybe even a chiropractor, and maybe even someone who's just a positive person in your life
yep.
could be part of that team.
Oh, the positivity is so important. And I think a lot of people don't lean on that.
And you know, my wife is a meditation expert. And so it's not easy for me to meditate, but she does it for 45 minutes every day, never
wow.
misses.
Do you sit still for 45 minutes?
No, I do it for 3.
I was going to say.
So here's the thing, but I do it for 3 minutes. 3 is okay.
I was going to be real impressed if she could get you to sit still for 3 minutes.
It's time for Dementia Defender. Yes, Dementia Defender swooped into the control room with his cape with the double D on it. And this Dementia Defender is brought to you by Smart EU and Dr. Charles Powell. If you have sleep apnea and you're ready to ditch your CPAP machine, give Charlie a call at 214-524-6333. That's 214-524-6333. Now, we've had several people call in and ask us to reveal the answer to the last show. The answer to the last week's riddle was, first of all, the question was, when does 8 plus 8 equal 4? Well, 8 a.m. plus 8 hours equals 4 p.m. So there's the answer to the last riddle. And here's this week's riddle. In my hot little hand, I have 2 American coins that are newly minted. Together, they total 30 cents. One is not a nickel. What are the coins? Let me repeat that. I have 2 American coins in my hand. Together, they total 30 cents. One isn't a nickel. What are the coins? Send in the answer.
Okay, so here's what you're going to do. You can go on the website, stayyoungamerica.com, and you can do the Contact Us Dementia Defender. Or the easiest way is just pick up the phone. It's toll-free. Call us at 844-WELL-100. That's 844-WELL-100. And give us the correct answer. Now, let me tell you how this goes. When you pick up the phone and you call us and you say, hey, this is Dan, and the answer is this, and you hang up, there's no way I can send you out a copy of the award-winning book, Age to Perfection. But if you call and you say, hey, this is Dan Smith, I live at the following address, here's my phone number, here's the answer, that gives me everything I need, and I can send it out. And we only need your phone number in case we can't understand you when you leave your other information. But that's the way to get it. And Larry, thank you for coming to the show.
Thank you. Thank you. Follow me on all my social media.
That's right, Larry. And you know what? We're going to put it out on ours, too.
That's it for today's episode of The Staying Young Show. Don't forget to visit us on the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100. Join us right here next week as we bring you information that you can use. And remember, all the episodes are available as a free download on iTunes. Until we meet again, stay young and stay healthy.
Ladies, good news. If you have heavy bleeding or pelvic pain from fibroids, you don't have to have a hysterectomy or surgical treatment. Your fibroids can be treated without surgery, without scars, and with only a week off from work. And it's covered by most insurance. Call 214-382-9229. That's 214-382-9229 or go to fibroidfree.com. Get relief from fibroids without surgery. Call 214-382-9229.
Are you ready to correct your obstructive sleep apnea without the use of that noisy and unromantic CPAP machine? Now you can. Hello, I'm Dr. Charles Powell, and I have been helping patients just like you correct their obstructive sleep apnea with an in-office, minimally invasive procedure. This procedure corrects the problem and offers a long-term solution. If you're ready to say goodbye to your sleep apnea and hello to a good night's rest, call 214-524-6333. Again, 214-524-6333.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Former FBI Director James Comey giving interviews at a fever's pace as his new book, A Higher Authority, hits the shelves today.
I mean, it's certainly some evidence of obstruction of justice.
And today in an interview with NPR, Comey said he doesn't follow President Trump on Twitter, but saw a recent series of tweets attacking him, saying that he was a liar and should be imprisoned. Meanwhile, a spokesman for the White House says
he absolutely lied. He said multiple times that they didn't count out a political pressure. He did. He also mentioned that he never leaked information. Then he said he did.
Deputy Press Secretary Hogan Gidley there speaking to Fox News. President Trump writes a Tax Day op-ed in USA Today in which he touts the tax cuts and says next year Americans will start filling out what he calls easier to understand tax forms. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroots. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked
to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a two-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com.
Breaking news out of the U.S. Supreme Court. Justices have just dealt a blow to administration policy as they invalidate a provision of federal law requiring the mandatory deportation of immigrants who've been convicted of certain crimes. The majority of justices in the 5-4 ruling claiming the law is unconstitutionally vague. The newest justice, Neil Gorsuch, appointed by President Trump, joined with the more liberal members for the first time since joining the court to become part of that majority. Fox News host Sean Hannity commenting on a revolution.